95.9 The Ride. Look out today. That's the Smashing Pumpkins, of course. We get today's No Sweat News. And on Friday, we're giving away Scorpions tickets. Scorpions!
Scorpions, that's right. They hit Madison Square Garden on May 6th.
Let's go.
Now, they're honoring the country of Bangladesh.
They are indeed.
50 years of independence for Bangladesh.
So today's No Sweat News brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. The Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light. Well, this is an interesting story. A woman in California claims that she had an agreement with her boyfriend that he would stop going to strip clubs.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's, wow. First of all, the guy sounds like a lucky fella that even, you know, kind of had to, I mean, obviously she was somewhat okay with it before.
Yeah, well, they had this agreement. Listen, I'm not comfortable with you going to strip clubs anymore.
Okay, anymore.
And she had suspicions about whether he was staying true to this promise. So he lowjacked the mother humper.
What?
He put a tracker on his car.
Oh, no.
Which seems a little on the unscrupulous side to me.
KGB.
Anyway, she figured out via this tracker that he was indeed still going to strip clubs.
Oh, come on.
And then she decided she would confront him.
What if he was having lunch?
It's
legitimate.
Yeah.
Plenty of strip clubs. My friend goes to make
free
a nice
buffet.
Burger.
Nice
free,
buffet.
Free buffet.
They got a nice buffet.
Don't touch the salad bar, though,
nice
I'll tell
buffet.
You. Unless they have a grade A sneeze guard. Don't go near the salad bar.
Well, here's how she confronted him. She's quite the looker herself, according to her TikTok videos. She confronted him by jumping on stage herself.
That's one way to get back at him.
She talked to the manager, told him what was going on. He said, sure, you can have a number.
Oh, that's great.
And in one dance, she made $100 in tips.
Wow. Looks like someone found a new occupation.
And the owner has offered her a job at the strip club that she busted her boyfriend at.
Well, I think that's it. As one door closes, another one opens. Even if that's a strip club door.
One pole opens. Oh, there you go.
If one curtain to the champagne room closes, the other curtain to the champagne room opens up.
Hey, don't forget what Chris Rock said. There is no sex in the champagne
I'm
room.
I'm going to slap you for saying that. Now,
hey, don't
Wait,
slap
sorry,
me. I'm
said,
just talking sorry, about the truth.
You said Chris Rock. You
That's
said Chris
said.
Rock. I apologize. As soon as you say Chris Rock.
Dateline England for story number two. A new law in England can earn you a £150 fine for posting something offensive on social media.
Excuse me? I mean, come on. There are at least 3 to 4 DJs who would be penniless out on the street right here at the Rad if they got fined $150
for
both.
New law prohibits people from spreading content that's deemed grossly offensive or of an indecent, obscene, or menacing character.
That's everything I post!
Through public electronic communications networks.
What am I supposed to do? Do cat videos now?
£150 for every mean tweet.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
That's England.
England.
The first person to get nabbed was a guy who said that only a good British soldier, the only good British soldier is a dead one.
Well, that's
burn, old fella, burn. After some old British Army officer passed away.
Okay, what the?
And the court said, hey, that's in poor taste. $150 fine for you.
I mean, it is in poor taste.
Yeah, he's Scottish. And he's,
he was a Scottish man.
So.
Weren't we on the same side against Hitler?
£150 per mean or offensive tweet or Facebook post.
I don't think that's fair. Because, again, you're talking about subjective.
Yeah.
What's offensive to one person might not be offensive to the other. So.
I'm just reporting the No Sweat News.
England, you stink. That's why England, from now on, I am no longer saying I speak English. I'm saying I speak American.
There you go.
And I'm going to start this trend right here on the Rad. From now on, we speak American
you're
in this country.
You're going to have to get a second job in order to afford your Twitter account.
Yeah.
And Steve Hook's going to have to get a third job.
This is my new job. I'll be some kind of political pundit.
There it is.
Who also likes pot.
Dateline Texas for our third and final story where David Brown is our idiot criminal of the day. He's the guy in Harris County, Texas, who stole a forklift and tried to drive it on the local interstate.
No, sir. Don't do that.
He pulled his stolen forklift up to the toll booth, paid the toll to the very surprised toll taker and drove off in a forklift.
Yeah, come on.
It was when the police pulled up behind him that the high-speed chase began. Well, not really high speed, more like low speed, because the top speed on that particular kind of forklift is 18 miles an hour. 20 minutes at 18 miles an hour, Justin finally stopped and gave up.
Justin, get us a faster vehicle.
Hope he gets his toll back.
A Pinto would go faster than a forklift.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll catch you Friday for Scorpions tickets on the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.